Call the meeting to order and ask the, no, Pledge of Allegiance is first on. Please rise for Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we have, okay. Cheryl, would you please call the roll?
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise. Srulik is absent.
Now, who do we have?
Glenna Rogers.
Okay, Glenna, come on up to the table. If you would, please.
Hey, I'm not a very good public speaker, not a public speaker at all. So this, I want to touch on a number of topics having to do with this Dollar General proposed site. Some of it's questions, some of it is just comments, but I feel like the whole thing has come about backwards. We don't know when the zoning was changed. The taxes on that property for 2022 show that it's RD-1 rather than highway business. So I don't know when it was changed. I don't know when it was annexed. The residents were not told about that. We're not sure yet if there's even a permit on that site. I know that work has not continued, but thankfully, because they didn't have a permit, and I don't know if they have one now. The same issues that we are concerned about, the flooding, the devaluation of our property. You know, people move into town because they have excellent schools, or they have a church, or they have their job or something. I never heard anybody say that they're going to move to an area because they have a dollar store. It's not a draw, you know, for people wanting to move into the town. I just feel like this is, you know, like I said, the backward approach, and it's just getting kind of dumped on us without consideration for the residents and the neighborhood. Tina, who could not be here tonight, had a question about fencing along North Street and what was the code concerning that. She would like to see fencing to separate the neighborhood just in case. She said it's less than 500 feet from the neighborhood. We're unsure about the code about that. We're also concerned about fencing and irrigation or aeration of these retaining ponds. You know, like I said, the flooding is still a big concern with us, but I just feel like we're just getting this dropped on us without forethought into the neighborhood and what the residents there need. So I won't make this any longer than necessary, but I do have questions and we do need answers about some of these things that have happened before we ever have happened or haven't had happened before we've ever heard about this. So, okay, thank you.
Glenn, I might just say that if you go to the next planning commission, I know they're going to address it
okay. In
detail. And they actually have to do all their stuff before it even comes to the council level.
Mm-hmm.
So
you know, we're happy to listen to you guys, but we don't make the, there's some preliminary decisions that have to be made before it even comes to us.
Right, yeah. We have been to a zoning meeting because we got a letter about the parking places. And then from the zoning meeting, they said, you should go to the planning meeting. So we went to that planning meeting, and then they said, you should go to the council meeting. So that's what we've been doing.
They got the cart before the horse there.
So.
But they're going to review it in depth at their next meeting.
Okay. And when is that?
Is it next?
Planning Commission?
Yeah.
The 11th.
The 11th? Okay, all right.
Minor subdivision.
Yeah.
I believe.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Rogers? Mark, do you want to talk?
Since you said that, Tom, I will back off on all the things that I've brought to the board before about size of the sewers and things like that.
You don't want to give up your speech before it really means something.
The thing that you just brought up.
Yeah.
We were blindsided.
I know.
By the zoning, because they wanted us to vote, or they wanted to vote on changing the parking lot. We said, parking lot to what? Nobody had told us anything. We had rumors that something was coming in. They said, go to the planning commission. We talked to the planning commission until we were blue in the face. And they sent us to you guys. This whole thing is not being run properly.
I would agree.
Something needs to be done before our houses are flooded. Because these people are going ahead, they've already started work once, and after reading the plans, all they're doing is telling you what they're going to do during construction, and it all says it's sloped to the low area, which is our house.
Oh, boy.
So I just, yeah, we need to plead with everybody we can and try to get something done.
Well, that's good. The Planning Commission would be the primary one. Dana Carman's the chairman. I know he's done a great deal of study on it now and kind of knows a little bit of the direction that that he needs to follow to get, when it eventually gets to here. Now, when I say gets to here, we don't issue the building permit. We issue upon their recommendation, we approve the minor subdivision. And all that is drawing lines on the paper. And so that's what we do. Then it goes back to them and
And that's another problem because
building permit and the zoning and all that
we've
stuff.
Brought up before the zoning commission, and they won't admit. They said, oh, well, that was annexed. Well, yes, it's annexed, but it's not annexed for a building.
No, it's not the right designation, I guess.
And yet they're already wanting to approve the parking lot. So that's it's throwing us off. We don't know where to go or what to do. So we're hitting everybody. And I apologize for taking up your time.
That's okay. That's okay. If we can be any help, you know, we'd be glad to.
I'll be on your front door.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you helped us a lot. You helped us a lot last time when we were flooding. So, but.
Yeah, you came out there and saw our house, saw the neighborhood. You were the only one that came out.
Yeah.
And saw the mess out there.
It was a mess.
That's all I have. Okay. I'll save the rest of it for the planning commission.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Jeff?
lot of questions. I came in last Monday, filled out paperwork, FIO paperwork, and stated that there was 5 days to respond. I don't have a response. I had a lot of questions, so I'm just going to ask them all here.
Yesterday.
What's that?
I put it in the mail yesterday.
Oh, I thought I had to have it received. I haven't gotten it, so. All right, so. To me, this goes against Clinton's comprehensive plan. Have you guys read the comprehensive plan? Because it says DeWitt County should take steps to preserve prime farmland, existing parks, open spaces, and recreation through zoning and land regulations, maintaining the rural character of the county as well as the county's important assets. Therefore, the county should limit growth to already developed areas, encouraging development as much as possible, but especially where there are vacancies present, which means you need to preserve the farmlands and the open spaces that we currently have. Like, the land was rezoned, but the residents were not made aware of this and why. Legally, we need 21 days before all of this was supposed to have been in running. Why we weren't notified of that? Did you have a public hearing on it? What parcel number are we talking about? When was it purchased? By who? Who sold it? By allowing this to happen without properly involving residents within 150 feet of rezoned land, city has accommodated the developer, which is Dollar General, and this is known as spot zoning, and rezoning a single parcel to benefit the property owner rather than carry out the comprehensive plan. And that's illegal. So is Dollar General going to need conditional permits? Will the land need to be annexed? Will they be required to undergo an economic impact study? Will they be required to undergo a traffic impact study? Will the project be required to undergo environmental impact studies? This is open space that we're talking about. Will they do a site plan review to ensure that the development meets the land use and the transportation, public safety? Where's the permit from state or federal agencies? With the entrance off the highway, who's in charge of that? I mean, you know, the state would be. But will you bring in someone outside to do all of these studies? Not anybody from Dollar General, somebody else. The plan to build Dollar General is going to harm the community, economy, and environment. And to me, that just violates the goals and the policies contained in the comprehensive plan and the zoning codes. So I know all of us on East North Street don't want this. We're all in agreement that this build should not be in my residential front yard. We were not notified of the rezoning, and now we're trying to play catch up to prevent Dollar General invading our streets. Since the city didn't see fit to give us the 20-day in advance, and that because we are within 250 feet. About the retention, is Dollar General going to be required to put a fence around the retention, or is it just going to be an open body of water? And then the east side fence, is it going to run the entire property? Is it going all the way around to protect not only our street, but also that retention? The aeration in the retention pond? I mean, I know that they talked a little bit about it. I'm not fully understanding. What are the requirements on all of that? So I have a lot of questions that need to be answered. And I wish that I would have gotten the paperwork, because a lot of these questions were in that paperwork. So I'll look forward to getting that. And is there any way that you guys can do a moratorium on it? Can we stop this and take a breath and allow us the time that we should have been allotted to get all of this underway?
Thank you. Once again, the several step process here. Number one, like I said, the meeting coming up on the 11th is the Planning Commission meeting, and they're going to be discussing the minor subdivision.
That's it.
Doesn't have anything to do with zoning. That'll come at a later time. So the first step is to get the minor subdivision approved if they so desire. Then the rest of it comes, you know, there can't be a building permit issued. It can't be rezoned unless the Planning Commission takes care of that first. And that would come into meeting later than the 11th, because this meeting is just for the minor subdivision. And all that is just drawing lines on a piece of paper, basically. You know, like lot seven, you know, lot seven in block so-and-so, so-and-so. So that the main thing is to keep in touch with the Planning Commission. Dana Korneman is the chairman. Go to the meeting on the 11th, and they'll give you some guidance from there on what their plans are. So
has the land been purchased by Dollar General at this point? And it hasn't been zoned?
It's not been rezoned, no.
So isn't that considered spot zoning?
If you rezone one spot
in an area like that, it's between us.
Pretty much sounds like it to me. But
it's illegal to do that.
I realize that, but that hadn't come to us yet.
Time out.
Yes.
Here again, we're getting the cart before the horse. The city had a requirement. The people that owned that property came to the city wanting it to be rezoned to go to small.
They wanted to annex it
into the city, and then they were going to get it changed over to the small subdivision. That's what they were going before the planning thing for. Then, if they wanted to sell it to Dollar General or to anyone else who wanted to build a house or whatever, I don't have that knowledge. I don't think the attorney has that knowledge. Tom doesn't have that knowledge. None of us sitting here have the knowledge that ground has been purchased by anybody. All we know is some guys went and did some preliminary work that we stopped. Now, who that person was, now that could be the individuals you're talking about, but I have not seen anything come across anywhere that says that ground has been purchased or that anything has been sold yet, except all I saw was it brought before us to annex it to the city. That's the only thing the city has done. And we put that on file for 30 days. It gets in the paper. It gets on our site. And that's all that we had. It was legally put into annexation. And that's the only thing we have done at any point so far. Yeah. That's it. When we found out somebody was down there putting in some rock and starting to do a little grading work, went down and had it immediately stopped.
That's over 2 or 3 months ago that happened.
Yeah, and that's the only thing that we have.
No. How long ago was it?
Like 2-3 weeks.
No, it's been longer. It's
been a little longer than 2 weeks, but
yes, it has.
I have pictures that have dates on them from the day that they put that rock there.
No, we're talking about the annexation.
The annexation was over a month ago.
And it was posted in the newspaper.
And then the work stoppage was done over 2 weeks ago, because our last meeting was 2 weeks ago and you came and talked to us, and it was done before that.
You're telling me that you don't know if the land has been purchased, but yet people are coming in to do work that...
We have not been informed of any of that. We do not know any of that.
That's not... The annexation involved the property owner at the time, which I still is the majority of property owners, I understand it. I mean, they're farmers. When they came forward with a request to annex, from which we did annex in, like indicated that it was posted in the paper, township trustees were sent letters, things of that nature. It was annexed in. And if there was a section, and I was saying if, I mean, I can't speak in absolutes, but I could presumably it's been sold, one would think. But that's between the property owner and Dollar General. That's not, I mean, just because we annex the property in doesn't mean the city owns it. I mean, it's still owned by that property owner. So, and if there's a sale, it's between them. Now, if they want to build something on it, then they need to come to the Planning Commission and the Zoning Board of Appeals at that point. So,
but if they rezone, will they put a commercial structure on that property?
I think
the people within a certain range have to be notified by the city. Is that a correct statement or incorrect?
Well, I'm not going to speak into that right now. That's something I have to look into. If you're talking about 150 yards or whatnot, I have to check the law on that.
250 feet? That's our check.
Okay.
I'm just asking.
Right, no. I know you said yes. I said I would look into it, get back with you, if the city wants me to, so.
Okay.
Seth Reddington.
Seth Reddington.
I got two things. My name's Seth Reddington, reside here in Clinton. I got two things tonight. I'll make a comment about this. They're talking zoning, building, everything. It's pretty common practice within the city to get the cart before the horse. And then when you do ask questions, you get to run around. Everybody shoves it off. Nobody can nail it down. And people in this town are tired of that. I'll give you an example that happened to me. I live right down South Clinton. The city of Clinton, or its affiliates or whatever, but they own that property. Built a 40-foot structure that abuts my property, family's property. We was never notified. When you dismantle a building, it's called a teardown. If you move it on that property, it's a new building, new structure, new foundation. It's a new building. We weren't notified. So what makes it any different in my eyes, the way that side of town that they're dealing with? It's just common practice, but people don't pay enough attention to it. There's a pattern. Enough about that. The reason why I came up here was I bought two properties that's been in my family for many, 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 many years. You guys have heard me talk about it. Now, this council has said, passed ordinances, no chickens, no goats, no hogs, no ducks. Great. You want us to live in a modern society. The city will take care of us. I don't have a street in front of those two properties, and I don't have access. I come up here and give my spiel that I've mowed that property for my grandpa for 30-some years, this, that, and the other. I asked Commissioner Buchanan about it. August meeting, you can go back and listen to the minutes. And Commissioner Buchanan's response was, we're waiting to finish the paperwork up, Seth. It's in the attorney's hands. So I waited several months. And I asked Commissioner Buchanan about that issue. We're not going to do anything with it. If I want to sell that property, there's no street access. So as soon as I had that conversation with Commissioner Buchanan, I came up here to City Hall. And I got with the city clerk, and I looked at the city maps. I don't know if you all have, but I have several times. Whenever a street's been closed, an alley's been closed, it's marked out and the ordinance number put by it. I said, show me that map. Has it been closed? I've been told it's been closed. No, it's not closed. There is no ordinance that follows that. All you have to do is check, look, dig a little bit. So I requested that the city clerk take that information, give it to the city attorney. How long does it take to get anything done, to get an honest answer? Now, I heard that the city attorney had this back in August. And when I came up here to have a meeting at City Hall about the issue, it's out of my hands. I'm going to give it to the city attorney. My question to you, since you're the city attorney, are you aware of this?
I'm aware that there is a city street, or at least alleged city street, that you've been talking about, And if there is a area that's been mowed and there's no street there, then it needs to be vacated. It's a city street.
So then you're landlocked.
Which is not my decision.
So then you're landlocking a piece of property to no access to it.
I haven't been out there to see your piece of property. I don't.
No, but you were given, at least the city clerk was to give you an overhead view of that. Mm-hmm. Pretty clear by looking at that piece of paper.
Understood.
My thing is no citizen can really get an honest answer about anything except a runaround. I feel these people's pains. I really do. We're going to go ahead and do something and then worry about it later. And that's a wrong plan. Thank you for your time.
Jemima.
That's the alley. The minutes.
Okay.
To those two houses, right? I just want to say that's the street.
Entertain a motion for approval of the minutes of the last meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
And now, approval of the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $26,165.47. Police, $18,628.09. Fire, $5,549.20. Streets, $7,593.25. Parks, $1,380.52. Public Health and Safety, $46.91. Emergency Services, $3,750. Liability Insurance, $50. Garbage, $36.28. Cemetery, $521.84. Water Operations, $39,336.48. Sewer Operations, $3,092.94. Water Deposits, $58.85. Clinton Sanitary District, $47,828.66. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $283,548.19.
Entertain a motion.
Make that motion.
Second?
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to approve the bills and payroll. Discussion. All in favor, say aye. Or excuse me, call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Now, report from the Department of Public Affairs. Did Roger leave anything?
No.
Report from the Department of Streets and Public Improvements.
We have much. Just want to comment on the brush. We went back to our original third Monday of the month picking up brush. I've been noticing a lot of brush out, a lot of oversized piles, a lot of leaves out that are supposed to be put in bags. Just ask people, please, you know, let's try to keep close to the ordinance as we can. The guys did go back through last time we had a storm, pick up everything up, and did a good job on it. So the next pickup will be on the 17th. That's it.
Okay, report from the Department of Public Property.
I don't have a whole lot. I got to watch police, fire, and everybody do a heck of a job in my neighborhood this last week. House just right across from me was on fire and really burning pretty well. It had numerous fire departments, Farmer City, Wapella, Maroa, Kenny. I don't want to leave any of them out. Forsyth and Hayworth. And they all got in there, and it pretty much destroyed the garage and got into the house, but it could have been very, very much more serious, but did a great job. Want to commend everybody because they really went at it, and I think it would have been a lot worse for the people. And it seemed like they've had a really busy week. And our guys, they've been doing the normal. We're still working on new improvements and working on the water plant. We've been doing some work there. We do have some money coming in. We've had a discussion in the past about COVID money that was there, that we were going to try and do some infrastructure, do some work on road, get everything kind of ready before we even think about a new water tower. But that money came up, and we've had the engineering done. We're going to do some revamping of the plant. That's going to help pay for that and for the preliminary water main and things like that. Then once we can get all that done, then we're going to be working on that stretch of main on Quincy. I know Tom has always been very curious about when we could ever get that done. This is part of the money that's going to take care of that once we can go to that next step and do that. So that is a good thing. That money came through. It's in sitting in the bank. Clint's been very good about keeping an eye on that and making sure we keep up with all the reports. So that's going to come in handy. Also got out and everybody knows that I'm crazy and I like to get my hands dirty once in a while, so I got to go out and fix a water leak the other day.
I seen that.
I enjoyed that. I hadn't put a clamp on a broken water pipe in a long time, so even an old guy once in a while gets a nice acorn, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was fun to go out and help the guys and just see what they do on an everyday basis. So I hope nobody gets upset because I go out and I help a little once in a while, but I do enjoy it, so I'm just a little bit nuts is all. But other than that, it seemed like everything else has been going pretty good. And this weather, if it hold up, I hope we can keep away from these storms. This is the time of year that we're going to be seeing a lot. And I feel bad for all the people that's been hit by the tornadoes and all the craziness. And hopefully we can knock on wood and stay away from that this season. And we've had enough things. It just seemed like there's been too much craziness. And even last night, I got to see you guys in business when the person hit the viaduct on Woodlawn Street. That was something else too. So there's always something with you guys, I'm telling you. But anyway, I thank you for all your service and all the guys back there. I know what you're like when you're up there at 1-2 o'clock in the morning and busting butt and sweating and trying to take and put out fires. That's crazy to watch you guys, and I'm glad somebody is wanting to do that, because that's not my thing. I'll go down in a hole and I'll fix a water leak, but I'm not going in a burning building. So but that's all I have. Thank you.
Report from the Department of Public Health and Safety.
Just like Johnny said, been pretty busy on fires. And keep in mind, these guys, that was an all-night fire, and these guys left at 5 o'clock in the morning going to their regular jobs. So that makes a pretty long, tough day. And I want to tell them thanks, too, because they put in a lot of hours. The parks and the cemetery, all the mowing's starting to get underway. Weed eating and that'll all be taking place as the grass grows. So that's all being taken care of. Steven, you got anything from Fireside?
No.
Ben?
No. Thank you.
That's the end of my story.
Okay, report from the Department of Accounts and Finances. The only thing I have is we're going to be placing the budget for next year on file later in new business. Now, let's see, unfinished business. I think we have some motions to read.
Yep. Motion to approve Resolution 2023-3, a resolution authorizing an intergovernmental agreement for participation in the Mutual Aid Box Alarm System, MABUS Master Agreement 2022.
Just a little heads up what this is. This is a statewide and area states around us that, just like the tornado over to Sherman this week, it's equipment that is not there. Theirs may have got damaged or whatever. A phone call will get people coming from every direction bringing equipment to handle that disaster. That's what this covers. That's all we got, Tom.
Okay.
And I'd make that motion.
Okay. Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call roll.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Okay. The next one.
Motion to approve Resolution 2023-4, resolution for maintenance under the Illinois Highway Code, 2023 MFT summer maintenance, in the amount of $100,000.
this is the money that we use every year to maintain the roads. We're just getting the money together to make sure we have it. We have not picked up streets yet. What we're planning on oil and shipping this year.
Does this ever increase? Because it seems like it's always $100,000.
I think it's always $100,000. So as far as
I know, stuff keeps coming up, so we got to be doing less.
Right. That's what's money set aside. So.
Okay. It's just a question.
Motion.
I make the motion. I'm sorry.
Okay. So second.
Second.
Motion made and second. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Weiss?
Yes.
Okay, and then we have one more.
Motion to approve the one-year contract between the City of Clinton and GFL Environmental for garbage pickup for all city departments, hospital, fire training facility, and parks in the amount of $3,165.
I make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion?
That was the low bid, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Please call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Weiss?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Motion's carried. Now we have a few new items to place on file. Like I mentioned earlier, going to place the budget for the next fiscal year on file. And then, let's see,
The proposal for engineering services for water treatment plant improvements, Mead and Hunt, $126,800. And then the ordinance amending Chapter 8 of Title 7, water rates, and Chapter 9 of Title 7, sewer rates. And then Emergency Management Agency, EMA agreement, $15,000.
Okay, so we'll show those placed on file. We don't have any other business to come before the council, so entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded. Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Weiss?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Heads up, it's that road that he keeps talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jemima Street. It comes off of Route 5410 down there by Subway and goes south.
Okay.
Here to get you.